From VOA Learning English, this is In the News. Violent protests have ended in Ferguson, Missouri. But blacks in the Midwestern city and in other places in the United States say they are still angry about how they are treated by police officers. On Monday, a grand jury announced there was not enough evidence to send police officer Darren Wilson to trial. Officer Wilson, who is white, shot black teenager Michael Brown 6 times during an argument in early August. Officer Wilson said he feared for his life. Michael Brown died at the place where the shooting happened. Some witnesses said he was running from the officer when he was shot, but an examination found he may have been trying to take the police officer's weapon from him. County Prosecutor Robert McCulloch said the grand jury was given 5 possible charges to consider, but decided against approving any of them. He said the jurors met for 25 days and heard 70 hours of testimony from 60 people. Some of them witnessed the shooting. Mr. McCulloch said some of the witnesses disagreed with other witnesses. The announcement that the grand jury did not find a reason to believe that Officer Wilson might be guilty of a crime was followed by 2 days of unrest in Ferguson. They destroyed businesses and police cars. Police arrested at least 61 people. But after violence on Monday and Tuesday, protesters began to hold peaceful gatherings. Other people unhappy with the decision gathered in cities across the United States to protest their belief that police did not treat black Americans fairly. Some protesters were arrested in Los Angeles and Oakland, California, but there was little violence. Protests also took place in New York City, Washington, D.C., Cleveland, St. Louis, and Seattle. Michael Brown's family and supporters said they were disappointed by the decision. They called it completely unfair. Officer Wilson told ABC News earlier in the week that he did his job right. He said he does not believe he could have done anything differently. Before the announcement, Michael Brown's father asked people to react calmly to whatever the 12 members of the grand jury decided. He said hurting others or destroying property is not the answer to anger about what some believe is injustice. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon called for peace, respect, and restraint, and deployed more than 2,000 National Guardsmen to the city to support state and local police. But they were unable to stop the violence. The shooting of Michael Brown showed tensions between police and the mostly black residents of Ferguson. Almost all of the city's police officers are white. Sam Fullwood III is with the Center for American Progress. He told VOA that in 1980, 80% of the people who lived in Ferguson were white. But by 2010, 85% of the population was black. However, the police force and the town's leaders remained mostly white. Few of the town's black residents vote. The U.S. Justice Department is investigating the shooting and the actions of the Ferguson Police Department. And that's In the News from VOA Learning English. I'm Mario Ritter.